This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi released the 21st installment of the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi during the South India Natural Farming Summit at Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu this afternoon. More than 18,000 crore rupees were released to support 9 crore farmers across the country. Speaking on this occasion, Mr. Modi said, agriculture sector has witnessed transformative reforms in the past 11 years. He said the country is becoming a global hub in natural farming and its biodiversity is taking a new shape. He said, farmers receive the benefits of 10 lakh crore rupees through Kisan credit cards.
किसान क्रेडिट कार्ड अकेले केसीसी से ही इस साल किसानों को 10 लाख करोड़ रुपए से ज्यादा की मदद दी गई है. 7 साल पहले पशुपालकों और मछली पालकों को केसीसी की सुविधा मिलने के बाद वो भी इसका जमकर लाभ उठा रहे हैं. बायो फर्टिलाइजर पर जीएसटी कम होने से भी किसानों को बहुत फायदा हुआ है.
Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi participated in the centenary celebrations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba at Puttaparthi in Andhra Pradesh. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, the government has expanded social security coverage from 25 crore people in 2014 to nearly 100 crore people at present. The Prime Minister appealed to the public to support the Vocal for Local initiative by purchasing locally made products and strengthening the local economy. In Bihar, Janata Dal United leader and one of state's longest-serving chief minister Nitish Kumar was elected as the leader of the National Democratic Alliance or NDA in the state during a joint meeting of constituent parties of coalition held in Patna. Today, NDA achieved a landslide victory in the recently concluded Bihar Assembly elections, returning to power by clinching 202 seats in the 243-member assembly. JDU Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will take oath as the Chief Minister of Bihar for the 10th time tomorrow. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at the historic Gandhi Maidan in Patna. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and many other dignitaries will attend the event. Gangster Anmol Bishnoi was brought back to India today after being deported from the United States of America. Anmol, who is the brother and close aide of gangster Lawrence Bishnoi, was arrested by the National Investigation Agency. The agency said US-based Anmol Bishnoi had been absconding since 2022. He is the 19th accused who was arrested for involvement in the terror syndicate led by his jailed brother Lawrence Bishnoi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met the first Deputy Prime Minister of Russia, Denis Manturov, in Moscow. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that they reviewed preparations for the upcoming annual India-Russia Leaders Summit in New Delhi next month. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal today welcomed Afghanistan's Commerce and Industry Minister Alhaj Nuruddin Azizio on his official visit to India. In a social media post, Mr. Jaiswal said that the visit focuses on advancing trade and investment ties between India and Afghanistan. Several eminent citizens, including judges and retired bureaucrats, have written an open letter condemning the Congress Party and leader of opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, for their attempt to tarnish constitutional bodies like the Election Commission of India. The letter has been signed by 272 eminent citizens, consisting of 16 judges, 123 retired bureaucrats, including 14 ambassadors and 133 retired armed forces officers. In the letter, they have emphasized that the citizens of the country should stand firmly with the Election Commission, not out of flattery, but out of conviction. The 56th International Film Festival of India, or IFFI, will begin tomorrow at Panaji, Goa. This cinematic extravaganza, featuring 240 films from 81 countries, will continue until 28th of this month. Brazilian film The Blue Trail will open the film festival. The Caribbean island Curaçao scripted history by becoming the smallest nation ever to qualify for the FIFA World Cup football. A draw against Jamaica in Kingston sparked celebrations across the island of barely over 1,50,000 people. With the World Cup expanding to 48 teams next year, opportunities have opened up for emerging football nations, but Curaçao's achievement still stands out. And that is the end of this news bulletin.